This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Hundreds gathered for demonstrations in Gunnison in response to the death of George Floyd in police custody. KBUT's Stephanie Maltrich reports.
Protesters took over several city blocks and blocked traffic on North Main Street in Gunnison Tuesday evening. Midway through the chanting and marching, members of the crowd took a knee and laid on the ground for 8 minutes and 46 seconds to honor George Floyd. Elizabeth Cobbins of Gunnison organized the event on Facebook.
I had a major breakdown and was like angry and sad and was just like, Gunnison Valley needs to know that I live here too and my problems exist and my people are dying. So we got to do something about it.
Cobbins was overwhelmed and surprised by the large turnout of several hundred people.
This is like, it's beautiful. Like, I never expected this many people to turn out in this community.
I'm Stephanie Maltrich for CPR News.
Joe Neguse says systemic reforms are needed to address inequality. Colorado's only black congressman says he's developing potential solutions to address issues magnified by the killing of George Floyd in police custody.
In my view, we should approach this with a sense of determination, working collaboratively, and I think we can get it done. Again, I think we have to meet this moment, and I believe that we will.
Neguse also called for calm and unity. 89 in Denver, 70 in Vail, 91 for Pueblo. It looks like a chance of thunderstorms for the Front Range. This is CPR.